from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Bourbon. Mm-hmm. I brought just a giant Costco-sized bottle of Jack Daniels,
mm-hmm.
but there was a problem.
Okay.
Harry Callis got into it before the game.
Pony was the one that was negatively influencing me. He said, because I was nervous, and he took advantage of that. He's like, yeah, just like drink all this stuff, and you'll be fine. He went as far as to say, drink the whiskey straight from the bottle.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you got to take your own, you got to be your own man.
I took the equivalent, I think, of like 15 shots.
What?
15? I drank a lot of out of the straight from the bottle.
15 shots of Jack Daniels?
I think he had more.
Get out of here. Did you know he's a big dude and that affects
no, he
how
had, I think he had. He was facing it. He was tipping it vertical and drinking out of a Jack Daniels bottle. Did you guys see the picture of him with the dance girls after the game?
No,
the
I didn't.
Selfies. You pull up those pictures on his Twitter, you tell me he doesn't look like a guy that had at least 15 shots, Chris.
Oh, no. I'm a little worried. Oh my god.
Hello. You see this girl? I love this guy.
15 shots.
Yeah, he looks like he doesn't know what planet he's on.
I saw him go up to Patrick Queen before the game in a very serious going to try to have a heart to heart with this person, and I could not bring myself to be like right next to him when it happened just cuz I thought the amount of awkwardness would be too much for me to handle.
Yeah, you don't talk serious with anybody there. You just
so
BS
I walked
shoot,
around
you know.
The corner to go get a drink or something, but I could still hear him, and he goes,
"Hi, hello."
He's like shaking his hand, and he's holding his hand in two hands.
Oh, the bear paws.
He's doing one of those,
Mr. Queen. I think you'll be a king in Pittsburgh.
Mr. Queen, put her there.
We are just so happy to have you here.
Oh no, has Queen requested a trade yet?
We are so thrilled that you left Baltimore, and you are now one of us, Mr. Queen.
I just had to leave. I could not bear to be there for the entire
You're partly responsible. You have the guy facing Jack Daniels, although I agree with Crowley. At some point, he's got to be his own man there and put his foot down. But apparently, he liked to put the bottle up more.
You know, one of my other big takeaways from it, I always find these little
Wait, was there any Steelers player that you have big qualms and concerns about based on their performance? It sounds like Wilson, if anything, you're going to be more bullish on him because he took to a new sport well. Great team spirit, everything else. You saw Kendrick Green unable to catch a pop-up, and before any of us knew that he was going to be a horrible pick by them, you were all over it. Same with Trubisky.
Donnie, was that the game you were at when Green was so bad at first base?
No,
it was
I wasn't
an embarrassment
there that
year. To baseball and softball in
because
general?
Because that was his rookie season. I went in 22 and 23.
Okay. When I hit Trubisky last?
Yes.
And he was fine with it?
Yes.
And you said a true leader would never accept this, a competitor.
Well, Alpha Male wouldn't want that. Alpha Male would have been embarrassed by
that. I'm mesmerized by a video from Callis now. It's Doran, and I know Doran has had his back acting
Doran
up.
Had a heck of a game.
I know he had a home run, right? At least
he
one.
Did.
Okay, so I have a very just funny thought. His batting stance like brings to mind old Ricky Henderson. It's a very old-timey move. Like he's got that bat dropped way down in the back on his BP swings.
But just so
fascinating.
So Friermuth was, I would say, our team captain.
Okay.
And all he wanted to talk, I'm there, like I said, fueled by Coors Light, trying to create this team. I showed up in a suit, black tie. I was all business.
You did not.
I did. I was trying to set the right tone for everybody. All he wanted to talk about was what moves the Pirates are going to make. He watches every game. He is totally immersed in Pirates baseball right now.
Isn't he from Connecticut?
I said,
I'm surprised he's not a Yankees fan.
I go, Pat, I thought you were a Red Sox guy. He goes, no, now that I'm here, I'm a Pirates guy. But just hearing him talk and the way things sounded with him, I would be stunned if he does not get a contract extension before the season starts.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
You know, you sense when someone...
He clearly senses like he's going to be here for a while.
Someone has good news and they don't want to share it, but they're acting like they're in a very...
So he assumes...
In a great place
so
in life.
It's either got to just literally have him put his name to it or he knows it's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I got the impression that...
Well, then Arthur Smith's offense
He is not a lame duck, or he is not someone that's a short-timer here looking at other places or... You know, even some
What's the chance he's listening right now?
Greater than 0%.
Pat, we need you to stay healthy if that's all the case. And that Arthur Smith offense better start featuring you.
I only talked to Cam a little bit because I didn't want to engage too much with someone on the enemy team. But
as one does.
I would say after hanging out with Freiermuth and being there that there's a better chance Freiermuth gets an extension than Hayward this offseason.
So he was a little bit
Hayward puts his cards... Well, I'm just saying everything Hayward has done through the media, he's put his cards on the table where he's at.
Oh, Pat has podcast. Laid low. Pat has laid low.
And so that was my first access to Freiermuth to see how things were going.
Any
with
other
him,
big scoops from this?
Because
you're managing to be drunk, wearing a suit, then wearing full baseball uniform, buzzed,
yeah.
Which is probably the greatest state to collect information, which is what you really care about. You're an information broker. Any other little nuggets that you want to share with the class?
No, I don't think any that are just big seismic Steelers things. I don't think so. I think that's the best I've got. Freiermuth extension, probably.
The Wilson thing makes me feel better about Roman Wilson. He took to it like a fish to water.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That's a great point.
That's what I wanted to hear about Roman Wilson.
You should see Casey Hampton, by the way, Malsy.
Slim down?
He didn't want to play, but he wanted to be there as like an ambassador. Mm-hmm. So they introduced him. And I'm like, who is this guy at home plate? He looks like an older guy in relatively good shape, probably about 230 pounds.
Casey?
And I'm staring at him like, who are you? And he said, Casey Hampton. And I'm like, oh my God.
That makes me happy,
what?
Though. I'm always happy when the big dudes actually do successfully slim down, because you know that's adding 10 to 15 years to his life.
But it's closing in on like a Faneca transformation.
He's just trying to get yoked up. I mean, the problem with Faneca is
he got
that,
too skinny.
Well, no.
Faneca, like, chopped himself in half, basically.
No, Faneca's like 6'5 or 6'6, but he's like 215 now, which is not skinny for a normal person. The problem is, and I love Allen, and you know I think he's basically one of, like, the two greatest Steelers of my entire lifetime. That's how good I think
You're very high on Faneca.
Faneca and AB are probably, in my opinion, the two best Steelers I've ever watched play relative to their peers at their positions. Neither here nor there. Allen's problem is he lost all that weight successfully, became a marathon runner. His head is the size of a small Volkswagen. So, like, and I know this as a guy who has a big head who lost a lot of weight. It looks ridiculous if you don't try to, like, add a decent amount of muscle back on.
Well, now it's Big Snack's head still the same way. I mean, he could barely fit it in the helmet back in the day.
That's true. Yeah, or did he lose?
That's right.
Did he lose a lot out of the face? Because maybe the face was
no head. Head seems smaller. Like, I didn't look at him as a bobblehead. Like, here's skinny man with giant head. I think he's gotten lucky
a lot
somehow
of people,
where the head size has gone down. It's like Bonds went up when he roided out and made the losing weight. Some of it seemed to have left the head.
Well, a lot of people had, I think, Big Snack labeled as a guy who wasn't going to take the weight off.
I should have asked him.
Now, hold on. Did
what he's been up to, how he lost so
much weight.
What if
he just said, oh, this Awaken 180 thing. God, that would be a coup.
I listened to you guys on the radio. I tried this thing out.
I'll say this. Did he have that one thing that people have, though, when some people lose, like, 100-plus pounds, which it sounds like he did, because he was probably playing north of 320, right, if you think he was about 230. Did he look a lot older, like, artificially older? Remember, Donnie, we've had that where people, like, later in life, when they lose a ton of weight in, like, their 50s, and I know Big Snack's
I know what you're
50s,
talking about.
They just age rapidly.
Yeah, I would say he looked older than Kiesel.
Interesting. What if our guy Callis drops, like, 200 or
he's
going to
look
50?
Like he's 90.
Yeah, he's going to look like the Crypt Keeper.
Depending on who you trust or who you listen to or pay attention to, a weekend for Kenny Pickett that was all over the place. Warren Sharp, who has been on our show before, he's one of these NFL data guys, apparently makes a ton of money betting on sports, and betting on football, not sports, and he's been very nice to us whenever he's come on. Puts out a NFL preview every year that is quite popular. In the Steelers section of his website this weekend, he wrote the following. If you draft a quarterback in the first round, then feed him to the wolves that are Matt Canada's play calls as a rookie, and then don't realize Canada sucks and keep him in 2023, guaranteeing another offseason without good offensive tutelage, and then fire Canada midseason but replace him with a tandem of two coaches who have never called plays in the NFL before, what are you expecting that you'll get? I'm not a pro Pickett guy, by the way, but the Steelers, the way they, quote, supported their first-round quarterback and hopeful heir apparent to Big Ben was, quote, embarrassing. Warren Sharp. Two things can be true. Pickett, not a franchise quarterback, but the Steelers surrounded him with some of the worst people to develop a quarterback.
Can I say, I mean, it definitely sounds like my take. You came to it later on the Kenny side of things. Sounds like my take from almost the second I decided it wasn't working. I said it's both sides here made this marriage into a divorce. Their play calls sucked, and even when they were good, he wasn't very good at executing them. Mason, I'm telling you, man, one of the most clarifying stretches of football I've ever seen is Mason Rudolph, because we all knew that their play calls still weren't good.
Mason coming in and playing well
invalidated Pickett completely and Trubisky.
Well, I don't know if it invalidated him completely because it wasn't with Canada as the play caller, but mostly.
But it was Canada's plays for the most part.
If Rudolph goes in and plays poorly and the Steelers miss the playoffs, I think Kenny Pickett is still their quarterback. Rudolph playing well, I think, greased the skids for Kenny to get traded because they saw someone else in that offense play well.
Well, it was just, I think it was a jarring event for them. Don't you?
Yeah.
It had to be.
And then the other thing that was not as supportive of Kenny is what Antonio Brown tweeted about Kenny Pickett over the weekend, which I think last check,
still there.
6 million impressions of that one tweet.
AB's got a knack for social media, that's for sure.
I talked to someone at the game who thinks he's going to come back to town for a game this season. What kind of reception do you think he'd get?
He'll get booed.
I don't think so.
I think he's the one of the two best Steelers I've ever seen. I don't think I would be.
I think it's like James Harrison. I think if he comes back, I think he gets cheered at a game.
I couldn't cheer the guy. He's a bad dude, man. We kind of laugh about all this stuff. He's a bad guy. It's very hard for me to other than just to dispassionately say Antonio Brown is probably the greatest Steeler I've ever watched, that I think he's one of the three greatest receivers I've ever seen with Moss and Rice. That's how good I think he is. It's hard for me to put all of that aside or to put that at the forefront and not focus on the fact that he's a terrible dude. And has been for a while now.
Donnie, you've been part of crowds that have said fire Canada and Kenny. Do you think that if he came back for a game and they showed him at halftime, he'd get booed by fans?
Are we talking about AB or Kenny?
AB.
Okay, I'm just making sure. You said Kenny.
Yeah, I said Donnie's been part of crowds where fans have cheered for the backup to come in and for the offensive coordinator to get fired.
They're
not always sunshine and rainbows at Steelers games, so they do boo.
Do we think this will just be like he's hanging out in the box or like he will actually like walk? Like, there's no way the team invites him to go out onto the field and do anything.
No, nothing like that. I think he would just be there.
What if he was there holding up a sign that said Cracker of the Day and then that had like a Steelers player's picture
on it?
And
Big Ben standing next to him.
See, that would get a huge pop. Dude. That'd get a gigantic
pop. It would. But also, I mean, if he is actually hanging out with Big Ben, that would get
huge pop.
Yeah.
If you saw those two guys together, 100% you would cheer both of them. I know you. If they said, back for a game, Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, they both stood up and waved, you would get out of your seat and you would clap your ass off.
But see, something also tells me.
I think you'd leave.
Something also tells me like we wouldn't see that because the team would be like, we're not putting AB on that screen.
Yeah. You're probably
right.
So
it's like we'd have to like find out some
but
other
But I honestly don't
he
think...
He runs out onto the field without a shirt, maybe?
I don't think it would be out of fear of him getting booed. I really don't think the people that go to games would boo him at this point. I think enough time has passed.
Depends on how like Twitter savvy the audience is, because I think if you're not on Twitter, you're just like kind of out of sight, out of mind with him. If you're on social media a lot, you're still seeing him do what.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He does on there.
We carried Paul Skeens' press conference live as he was introduced as the National League starter at the All-Star game. Took questions for about a half hour. Can go back and listen to that on our podcast page once the show is over. Can check us out, watch us on our YouTube channel, 93.7 The Fan. We're over there too. Steve Blass at 5:15. Donnie Football's debrief is about 15 minutes away. My entire social media feed is about this college football video game coming out. Maybe Donnie has something on that. Brian Batko, our friend and Steelers insider, was asked a pretty innocuous question in his mailbag today. Do you think that there's any chance the Steelers might trade for DK Metcalf? And he said, sure. I don't speak in absolutes, never say never, but I wouldn't wager much on it. DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson sure seem to get along pretty well, huh? More videos and clips and pictures of them working out. There's all these Steelers wide receivers there. Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson. I think that Roman Wilson, when I talk to him, might be flying out to California to meet up with Wilson and go through another Roman Wilson and Russell Wilson working out together this week. And then DK Metcalf was just randomly there. I don't think it would happen this offseason, but if Ayuk doesn't get, like, let me put it this way. If the Ayuk thing doesn't happen and Russell Wilson has a good year and the Steelers want to keep him.
Make him happy. Give him his favorite target.
Could you get Metcalf then, depending on how Seattle's season goes? At that point, I think it would be possible. Like,
wouldn't it be more about how Jackson Smith and Jigba's season goes? I know he was more of a Lockett replacement, but if he looks like a stud.
I know, but I think these players now have, we see it with the Steelers, where they do Holdens. And
all right, what if their season goes really well then in Seattle?
No, but I don't think it has anything to do with that, Chris. I think it has to do with the player's level of contentness there. I think if a guy like DK Metcalf wants to be in Seattle long term, he stays. I think if he's disgruntled there, and even if they play well, he doesn't like his situation.
If they're 13-4 and he has a good year, why would he want to leave?
I mean, why did Tyreek Hill want to get out of Kansas City?
More money?
Right. I mean, that's... I mean,
what
maybe,
is Metcalf making right now?
I think he's probably like 18 or 19. It's right around the Deontay Johnson number, I think.
So he's going to probably want more.
Yeah, but that I believe there's 2 years left on his contract.
Never stopped AB.
No, I don't think that he wants, other than liking Russell Wilson, I see no reason why Seattle would want a divorce and Metcalf would want to get out of there right now. But I'm just saying a year from now, that could change, and the Steelers could very well still be in the market for a big-name wide receiver. The Ayuk thing just is going to continue to linger there until something happens with the 49ers, and it doesn't. Schefter was on with McAfee again today. It's like there's the staring contest that continues to go on.
The longer it goes, are you a believer that the more likely it is that he's just back there next year, or that actually the longer they stare at each other with no movement, something ends up, you know, breaking?
Well, it has to be the latter, because if they get something done, then it's over. There is no more speculation about him getting moved. I don't think they would sign him and then trade him after that, do you? I can't see that happening where he agrees to terms with the 49ers and then it's, okay, sit tight now that we got the contract worked out. We don't actually want to pay you that money. Let's ship you off to another team like Washington or Pittsburgh.
What about he just plays for one more year there and then he's gone? That's more what I was referring to. They're trying to get a Super Bowl. They just say, you know what? We're actually going to...
Yeah, but what would stop them from doing the T. Higgins franchise tag thing with him?
I mean, at that point, it's a gentleman's agreement. Or it's the old Joe Schoen behind the scenes. Saquon, we're not going to go through the franchise thing with you again this year.
See, oh, have that? You watched that show?
No, I've watched it in clips, but we all agreed. Me and Donnie, and even, was it Aditi who agreed with us on that? That she had been watching it a little bit? Somebody else. Florio. Florio was like poo-pooing it, of course, but then we all decided we found the behind-the-scenes front office stuff infinitely more interesting than training camp video. Like B-roll from training camp of guys hitting tackling sleds. Yeah, Schoen just saying to Barkley, yeah, we don't want to do that franchise tag thing. Are you going to come back around and at least let us make you an offer?
For the Donnie Football Debrief, it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Take it away, Don.
The Debrief, July 15, 2024. Well, in case you guys haven't heard, people were able to play the new college football video game today. Already.
New college football video game? I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
Already what?
Already a message sent out to some people trying to get into the game that EA Sports has put up, like, on the loading screen, I guess. It's a full house in here. Give us some time to make some room.
Like when Twitter would put that whale up way back in the day when it was over capacity, when everyone was tweeting.
Early servers already crashing.
Do you think
and
that...
And this is just the pre-release.
Do you think that most of our listeners know or understand that video games now are not cartridges or discs?
Well, you have the option.
You have to download it.
No, you have the option. You can still buy discs and physical copies.
But the majority of people get their video games by just downloading it.
Yes.
Do I think most of our listeners know that?
Yeah.
It's split by age.
Because 40
and under, yes. 40, a little bit above 40, probably not.
I didn't know that you just had to sit around and wait for it to download, which you said could take hours, Donnie.
Yeah, and then, the system itself needs to, update and download. It probably doesn't happen as much if you play every day. I just haven't been, an avid video gamer in a long time. So every time I fire up the Xbox One,
mm-hmm.
I'm in for a half hour update. And I'm like, all right, well, by the time this is done, I don't even want to play anymore.
It's the same problem for me with the PS5. I'm embarrassed to say I really wanted to get one and I got it and I was pumped. I had to do one of those those internet lotteries. Gentilly was helping me try to basically get one, right?
And you guys are so badass.
Very cool, both of us. And I managed to get one. I was like, awesome. Plunked down my $500. This is going to kick ass.
That's what it costs.
That was back then.
What happened
I have no
to
idea.
Just a Nintendo costing $100 even?
I don't know.
Super Nintendo, $120.
Those were always
bucks.
$299. Anyway, so, Donnie, I'm the same as you. I don't have time to play the PlayStation games. I only play the Switch, and that's when Lennox doesn't have it. The next time I fire that PlayStation 5 up, it's going to be to play this game because I'm going to get it. That thing might take 2 days to update all the crap that's been going on.
Yeah, you better allocate a lot of time there, Malzy.
Oh, my God. It's been in sleep. I actually feel guilty. That thing is probably in, mint condition, though, because it's barely been touched.
I loved the NCAA football game for PlayStation 2 and GameCube and those systems and Xbox. And when this announcement got made that they were finally bringing it back after 10 years, I think our initial reaction, all three of us, was maybe this will get me to play video games again. Now that it's actually here, I can tell you guys, I am not ready to play video games again.
Well, I just can't justify, because you need, the newest, you need the next gen. Like Malzy said, you got the PS5. You either need that or, the Xbox Series. It's, S or X.
Oh, wait, the Xbox One is not the newest one?
No.
I've always been either a PlayStation or Nintendo guy.
No.
So.
Because
how about Nintendo Switch? Is it on there?
No, I don't think
so. The only reason I have an Xbox One is because my brother-in-law was getting the next-gen one.
So he passed it down to you.
He just gave me the Xbox One. Otherwise, I'd still be kicking it with the 360 and the PS2. Like, I just cannot justify myself buying a brand new system, whether it's Xbox or PlayStation, and buying a game that I'm pretty sure just like the bare bones edition of it is like almost $100.
What are the reviews on it so far?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's everything.
I mean, it has to be.
The reviews are this game was basically made by people that truly love and obsess over college football. They have details like, I guess Houston in their stadium, University of, has a ceremonial 11th yard line marked for Andre Ware. They have that included in the game. Like, the gameplay apparently is phenomenal, which was always a critique I had of Madden, where Madden sucked to
Madden
play.
Madden has sucked for like a decade.
And NCAA was always a really smooth playing game. Apparently they have retained how good the gameplay is, and they have every stupid little touch imaginable. And all the ones that aren't there, like certain logos are outdated, they say they're you know, once they get it finally up and running with, like, the servers are going well, they'll just patch in new updates. So I have heard it is everything you would want, which is why I will buy it. And when the months turn cold here, the weather turns cold, I'll be on my fat ass in front of the TV playing.
I mean, it has to be
skinny
the
skinny ass.
It has to be.
You wait that long? The second I got it, I'd want to play it. You'd wait until
this is the fall or winter. Well, this is the weird thing for me. I'll get games, and then I'm very patient about. I got Red Dead Redemption 2, which is like this great Grand Theft Auto style game, Donnie. You know,
yeah.
Set in the Old West. I played it for 1 week before Lennox was born. I am patiently waiting for the day where I can sit back down now in front of the PS5, because I bought it for PS4, that's how long ago it was, and play that game. It might be 10 years from now. I might be almost 50 years old. I'll crack open RDR2 like it's a fresh game.
Yeah, see, I haven't gotten rid of, like, any of my old games, like maybe a few here and there, but I still have a handful of college football games for PS2. I have NCAA 12 for 360. If I ever get the itch, I can toss those babies in. And guess what? I'll be able to play them in 5 minutes. I don't have to wait for anything.
But the point of this is that all the player names are on there now too, right?
Yeah, like, remember how Arch Manning said he wasn't going to do it, and then he did it immediately and then did a commercial for it? Brave stuff from Arch.
Yeah, he thought he was some martyr.
Maybe he'll get off the bench this year for Texas. Nobody in this building should want me to get playing on this game, because during the fan 5-alarm marathon, everyone tried to take a swing at the king, and everyone got rudely dismissed.
Did you guys play against each other?
We did not.
Starkey was in there acting like he was hot stuff. I think he had to get... I mercy ruled him. It was like 42-0 at halftime.
Well, Starkey and Callis played one of the most intense games I've ever watched.
But then Callis played me, and I absolutely rinsed him, dude. I mean, he had no shot.
Yeah, Callis and Starkey played out what was a very accurate-looking Pitt game, I believe.
Pitt versus Buffalo.
Pitt at Buffalo, and that Pitt just struggling to get the win, having to pull off a miracle kick return at the end of the game.
Exactly. Starkey brought one back with, 10 seconds left?
Yeah, but then didn't Callis bring one back?
Well,
right?
No. Starkey scored.
Starkey scored, and Callis brought it all the way back.
Callis returned the...
I destroyed Starkey, and then if memory... I'm a little hazy on that whole night, but I think Callis challenged me after that, and just, again... Everyone got put through the old Mulsey spin cycle. I was tormenting Joe in that game. I was screwing with him. It was very funny.
Now, is it just current players, or can you unlock teams from the past and play as vintage guys? That would be pretty
badass. They have to have some of that stuff in
there. That'd be pretty sweet if you could do that.
Yeah, I don't know that for sure. But, I mean, there were some... Think about some of the players that missed out on this. I mean, Lamar Jackson's like the first one that you're going to circle.
Michael Vick.
He would have been on.
You mean like went from the period of time where they weren't
where
making
it dead.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you want to go back to those guys,
who's the best Pitt player? Because Aaron Donald would have been in them.
Kenny, Heisman finalist, getting them to the top of the ACC, getting those little hands going.
Can you imagine if zoomed in on the ball, you got to play as Kenny, and he was wearing gloves, but the hands looked like the graphics barely touched the ball. It just looked like a ball coming out of nothing.
I would say who are some others, like James Conner, maybe?
I'm trying to think of...
Tyler Boyd.
Conner, Boyd. Who else? Like, any other big, big, big names that were missing here for them? That wouldn't have been in one of the games that was, 14 was the last year?
Yeah.
I think Conner, Boyd, Kenny...
They should also try to bring back the March Madness
Jordan Addison, but we don't claim him. Especially now, we don't claim him right now at Pitt.
Oh, yeah, the college basketball games.
Never
dying.
Played those.
I don't think there's any...
I used to like those ones just as much.
I don't think there's any hope of that coming back. I haven't seen any
Ed O'Bannon's College
there.
Basketball 25. He just has all the rights to everything.
Well, yeah, it's not called NCAA anymore. They just call it college football. Is that because they just made deals? Well, no, they had to make deals with the schools, though.
I believe so, yeah. Because all the schools are featured in there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like they have to come up with fake school names.
I am. Now that we're talking about it so
much.
You
want to play.
Now I'm getting pumped.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.